Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Scrammers, ready?
Let's scram!
And set.
Woo!
And go!
Here we go.
Scram away.
My goodness. What a beautiful fall morning.
Tell me more about it.
What do you mean? You haven't experienced it?
What criteria are you using?
I don't know. We had just like a little rain last night.
Yeah?
I felt like we got more rain here than we did at my house.
There's a large puddle when we both drove in this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck? Because I was kind of like, wow, I hope that there was some rain because I got this new enormous mum for my front porch. Now sitting just off the front porch.
How often does a person water a mum?
I don't ask me.
You don't know?
I'm a great mum killer. Great mum killer.
Why do you go back every year?
They're
you think
so
that's
beautiful.
They are beautiful.
They're lovely.
Do you at least get them to full bloom?
Yes.
You just can't maintain the mum.
Yeah. Can anybody?
I don't know. I'm asking. Why are we both asking each other?
Do we all just throw them away? Right? That's what happens, right? We buy a plant. We sit it on the porch.
Yes.
It blooms. It dies. I throw it away.
All flowering plants die. Is that a fair statement?
No. They can come back if they're like planted in the ground. But a mum that is in a pot on my porch.
It's one in mum.
It's one
mum and done.
One in mum for me, at least.
Mum
I've never
done.
Kept one. Like, bring it inside? And
I don't know.
Nurture it to
yes.
health for another season?
For a whole season.
No.
Keep it alive.
No.
Yes.
My mom planted one in the dirt one year.
How'd that do?
It was enormous. Mums of unusual sizes.
Probably taking in all the nutrients from the soil.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. And, you know, then it was just like a bush.
So you have a mum that you purchased on Sunday.
Yes.
The 20-something. When's it going to die?
Sooner than I'd like. That's fine. I don't know, but it's sooner than I would like. I have no doubt.
Like, what's the shelf life?
It hasn't even bloomed. I don't know. I have no clue.
Would you even live in this world of just pure uncertainty? Doesn't it drive you crazy?
Chaos.
I don't like this at all.
You want a timeline to know when it's going to die?
You know me. I like order.
We don't have our expiration date. You just go with it, man.
Well, I at least have a general idea. I know what life expectancy is for me.
Okay.
I actually have more information about when I'm going to die than when your mom's going to die.
There's no way of telling.
Probably.
It hasn't even bloomed yet. I got mostly just buds.
Do most moms you try to keep alive at least get to the blooming stage? Or have you ever had to just abandon ship? Do you feel like I'm coming at you like you're in a courtroom?
Yeah, like
okay.
I'm a great mom killer and I'm on trial here.
I'm very curious.
I'm not trying to kill
them. I love the mums.
They just happen to die when I get involved in their lives. I don't know. I'm just
trying to get
it.
A confession out of you.
I can't confess to anything.
I've got a microphone taped to my hairy chest so we can nab you.
I don't know how much water they need. I don't know how to keep them alive. I really like them.
But you go back every year.
Every year. Yeah.
Wow.
It's so stupid. I don't.
No, I get it.
I can't.
It's like me trying to cook ribs.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it, and I try every single time.
But it's worth a shot.
No,
I watched a video, and like, I got a little tip.
I'm trying to climb a mountain here, and I keep falling down, and I'm just going to get back up and try again.
Yeah.
I applaud that.
Thank you.
I would think there would just be a lot of mum tips available, right?
Will you literally applaud that?
Sure, yes.
Thank you.
When you fall down, get back on the mum bike.
I'll applaud your rib smoking.
I'll applaud your mums.
All right. We've applauded each other.
Yes.
I feel like we're ready to go.
Okay. Just file that one away.
Yeah.
We're done.
Applause.
And end scene.
We win. And it is officially fall, right?
Yes.
As of yesterday.
We're into day 1.5.
The website ranker.com kind of like allows people to vote for what your favorite things are.
I like their approach because like here's a list of 10. You guys let us know the order.
Yeah. You
rank
decide.
It. Thus, we call it Ranker.
Yeah. And then you just, you know, you click. It goes
up
or down on the list based on your
vote.
What's
our topic?
The topic is fall. Are you a fall enthusiast?
Is that just a yes or no rank? Yes.
No. The
That's a silly way to listen.
The things about fall that you enjoy.
Oh, got it. Okay.
It's my favorite season.
So leaves changing?
Yes. Leaves, autumn leaves is the number one. Not raking.
No.
But watching
just
those colors.
Yes.
Autumn leaves, number one.
Temperature change? Is that a part of the list? No.
Crisp air.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
where's that?
Then number two.
Go get out of here.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Number three.
If you can get, I don't think you're going to get number three.
Is it food related?
It is not.
Oh, okay. I will now leave the building.
Oh!
What's number three?
Comfy clothes.
Yeah.
I get it.
I guess. Sweatshirts? Maybe it's all those sweatshirts. Once football started, I got those.
Comfy clothes or clothes with a little more bagginess, right? Like
clothes that are, let's say, forgiving?
Maybe I could let myself go just a little bit. That's what you're saying by saying comfy clothes.
More layers?
Yeah. Because yoga pants look to be very comfy as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just it's more layers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
Paul. Let's round out with four or five.
Number four.
Now, is it food related?
No, this isn't. It's now we're too general.
Now we've lost the list. What's four?
The weather. It's kind of like crisp air.
Yeah. Number five.
Number five.
Yes. Give me some food. Any food on
no
this
food.
List?
Number six is food.
pumpkins.
Nope.
Halloween decorations.
Nope.
Fireplaces.
Cozy fires.
Yes. Got it.
All right. On his third guess. Yes.
All right.
The number one food, though, or number six, really, on the whole list, is hot chocolate.
See, I don't. Yeah, I guess at a football game.
Football game. But to me, that's like Christmas cozy.
It's a little more Christmassy
it's
to me.
After sledding.
That's more of a November beverage.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting into flavored coffee season still.
Yeah.
Right.
We still have.
That's
a,
what I feel like we live in.
We're just off of Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. I mean.
Yeah.
21st night, of,
night
September.
Of September. Yeah.
Give me a break.
Slow down.
Whoa.
Hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate?
Not so fast. Concession stand.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Kind of exciting evening last night. Just as we were sitting down to dinner, it was kind of like, hurry up and eat because we got Girl Scouts.
Activities?
Activities. Got to get out the door. So the doorbell rings and my husband answers and it ends up it's my neighbor from across the street, Sherry. She was knocking on the door because she wanted to make a deal.
The Monty Hall of your neighborhood.
The Monty Hall of Sherry. They have a bunch of tomatoes this summer.
Okay.
So every couple of weeks or so, they'll be like, hey, you guys want some tomatoes? And I said, sure, the first time. We're not huge on tomatoes. So
I think you either are all in on tomatoes or like, just throw it on a sandwich.
Right.
But if you have a neighbor that has them, they have a lot.
She had a bag of tomatoes, Eric. And she asked if we could maybe trade. She would take some more of my apples. I have a lot of apples that are only just going to sit in my basement and go bad because I have so many apples, I can't process them.
Because your parents have apple trees everywhere.
My parents have like 8 apple trees and it was a bumper crop year.
Ugh.
Some years it's like not so much, but this year they went crazy. So I have a ton of apples. I have made all of the sauce. I have made apple crisps. I'm
cider. Do you make cider?
I don't know how to do that.
Just press them. Take the juice.
Oh,
I think.
Really? Do you have a cider press?
No, I just use my hands.
Oh, okay. I'll try that next. But she's been one of my best customers. So she's like, I'll trade you tomatoes for apples.
Yeah. But take them.
In your opinion.
Take them and throw them away.
I know. I felt like I got a bad end of the deal.
No, you got a great end of the deal.
I got tomatoes, though.
You don't, though. Follow me in this. This is
okay.
I use this logic at our house and at other people's homes all the time. Whenever you are offered something.
Mm-hmm.
Take it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't know what you're going to do with it once you've taken it. Once you've accepted the offer, the exchange is done. Now, take those tomatoes and throw them in your yardie.
No!
Yes!
I'm going to try to use them.
No, who cares? You don't want them, right? Throw them away.
It's not that I don't want them. It's just that it's so many tomatoes.
Understood.
Like, I'm going to have to do something with
them.
No,
you don't. You have to put them and you compost them. Give them new life as compost.
What if they came back as compost? See, I thought that, I would rather have apples than tomatoes.
But you just said you're going to have too many apples.
And it's too
many. This is why it's a win-win.
So it is a win.
You get rid of apples. You take the tomatoes, wait a day or two. Maybe something will inspire you to use them. But when you don't, put them in your yardie. Nobody knows. And she's happy she gave you something. You're happy you got rid of apples. It's the same when someone's
you're
like,
"You're an evil genius.
You need to take this dish with you." Oh, we made too much lasagna.
No,
take
no,
a piece
take leftovers. Take leftovers.
Well, Shannon forces it on people, and they always say no. And I'm like, just take it, and then go home and throw it away. We don't know. All we want, we don't want it in our house. That we don't want you to eat. We don't care about you. We don't want it in our
the
house.
The trash is almost full. Just take it and throw it away at your house.
Take it and throw it away at your house. You're just moving it from my trash can to your trash can. That's all that's happening here.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Thank you.
From Dancing Eric Hansen. Wisdom from Rosemary Hansen.
Ooh.
Okay. Were you taught as a child, if you were holding scissors, to hold them parallel to the ground so that the blade part, if you fall, would go away from your body because your hands would spring out and you wouldn't poke yourself in the face.
Yeah, you can't point them toward you. Yeah.
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 So whether you're holding them up or down or specifically told. Exactly.
Yes.
Let me paint you the picture this morning.
Eric.
I'm
looking for puncture wounds.
I'm fine. Because if there was only one way this was going to end, if it ended poorly, and I would be dead. Okay, here's how it's going. I'm leaving the house. And also, because I'm a dude, I'm not making multiple trips.
Just one.
I've got a bag of snacks.
Mm-hmm.
A rake.
Oh, boy.
My big, dumb cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
A wine opener.
Mm-hmm.
And loppers. Those blades that you use to cut branches on trees.
Those are basically the world's biggest scissors.
They are. And we've got a little overgrowth in the marching man zone. So I figured if we're going to rake today anyway, let's dig it all. Let's just do it. Let's be a yard crew. So the only way to hold those loppers is towards my throat.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No.
If that's all. So how did I walk from the garage to the back of my car? Nice.
So nice and slow.
Because every step I took, it's like, I saw that Final Destination movie. This ends with me tripping and those going up.
No kidding.
But we're good. I'm here. All the tools are in the back of my car. What?
What is wrong with you? Just take two trips.
No, never.
Take two trips.
One trip.
This was easily solved. It's so dangerous what you did. And I am on your parents' side. Shame on you. You're grounded. No. This just happened. You're grounded.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The Butterburgers are coming. The Butterburgers are coming.
Where are they coming to?
North Liberty's going to get a Culver's. City Council approved a preliminary site plan earlier this month. I don't live there. I loved living there when I was in my brother's basement. I tried to become an honorary citizen.
Yeah.
But I'm very good at giving you landmarks.
Okay.
So, everybody knows West Penn 380.
Yeah.
Exit 4.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Let's say you're coming into North Liberty off of that exit, and there are always four buildings that greet you. There's a Come and Go.
Yep.
There's a Casey's.
Yep.
There's an Arby's.
Yep.
And there's a Scooters.
Yep.
It's in that vicinity.
Okay.
I think it's going to be kind of behind the Come and Go.
All right.
They're going to break ground in December. Should be flipping burgers by June of next year. Cool.
Welcome to town.
Second person has died connected to this Legionnaires' disease outbreak in Marshalltown, according to state health officials. This was all confirmed yesterday. It was an elderly adult who died on September 18th. This is now the second death attached to this outbreak of Legionella. The exact cause for the outbreak, they still don't know. They're pretty confident it's the cooling tower issue. The problem is it takes 2 weeks plus for those to be disinfected, and then you have to like start counting cases going down, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
It's not spreading as fast.
So we're still just waiting.
There's also results that were swabbed, and those take weeks, and those are currently at the hygienics lab in Iowa City. Health officials urge residents remain vigilant about maintaining clean water systems in their homes and businesses. If you have any of those symptoms, seek medical attention immediately. It has been isolated to Marshall County. It's just unfortunate that they just don't have a 100%. You know, their arms around the situation. Des Moines going for two arena projects.
Two?
Two. One, Merle Hay Mall. It's kind of a dead mall anymore.
Yeah.
But in an effort to revitalize it, they got state money like 5 years ago. They were going to use the old Yonkers location. They had to go back to the state to say they still are working on it. But that is a $27 million project that hasn't broken ground yet. Meanwhile, in West Des Moines, at the Mid-American Recplex, they just got $40 million from the state to put an arena there, both for ice, soccer. So I just, How many arenas is too many arenas?
That's a lot of arenas. That's my question. I mean,
or is it like like your neighborhood arena? Like, you're not going to travel from West Des Moines to Merle Haven.
Over there. Yeah.
But if you got an arena in my backyard, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of arenas.
Yeah.
It's a lot of arenas.
You'd want to have a team or something to
yes.
keep it.
And I don't even know where the, oh, I just lost the name of the Des Moines hockey team that often plays the Rough Riders.
Yes.
I want to say Buccaneer, something like that.
Blackhawks?
Where do they play? Do they have their own ice arena also? That's a lot of arenas. And you also have the Casey Center,
yep.
which is an arena. So just one arena, two arena, three arena, four. Too many arenas. I hope somewhere there's a map where you can just find out where all the murals are in our town, because I love this. Public art makes me happy. Today at 10 o'clock, another mural unveiling planned for Nubo. It's a pair of murals called Flora Energy. It's going to be on opposite sides of the Fulton Lofts building off of 3rd Street Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
Those are the new lofts in Nubo. You go past the market, past the old bank, and then there's that loft building there. Those are the Fulton Lofts. Interesting about this story. The mural is given to an artist. She's from Colombia. She starts the work. She tries to get into America. Not allowed.
Oh.
She's denied entry.
Oh.
So the work has to get done somehow. So her files are basically transferred to some artists in New York City where they finish her work. It's going to be made up of 24 4.5 by 5.5 non-woven mural cloth sheets. And they affix it. It's basically they painted by number and now they're going to piece it. Well, I already
did. Here's how to do my art.
Yeah.
I can't come do
all it. Thanks to a local gallery owner named Bex Hearn. She kind of lined up the entire deal because they could not get the muralist back in the country.
That's wild.
Unbelievable. But the mural got done. And you're going to see it as of 10 o'clock today. That's the dedication. More murals in our community. Public art. Awesome. Makes us feel all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, it didn't take too long. Jimmy Kimmel is back on the air tonight. ABC said in a statement that Kimmel's suspension was just a matter of timing. They said last Wednesday we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment in our country. It is a decision that we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We've spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday.
Okay. There are people that do a very good job of writing statements. That's a very well-written
it's
statement.
A very well-written
yes.
statement.
We'll see what he addresses and what he doesn't address.
Yes, he gets to address the situation tonight, so I'm sure all eyes on Jimmy Kimmel.
Well,
tonight.
All eyes, unless you're in a Sinclair market.
Exactly. Sinclair Broadcasting, one of the major station owners that threatened to boycott Kimmel in the first place, says it still plans to preempt the show. The other company, Nextstar, has yet to comment.
Which was the one that brought
the
complaint.
Which
was the
one that did the whole thing. So we'll see. A big letter to the ACLU supporting free speech was signed by 400 celebrities, including some that work at Disney. So,
which makes sense. At this, from a Disney standpoint, they're going to argue it was a business decision.
Right.
They, in the moment, felt that they were going to be threatened bigger than what was even happening.
Right.
I think the power of the purse worked a little bit. People canceled subscriptions to Hulu and Disney Plus, and
that hurt the
streaming and
the overall
yeah,
value
their
of the
market
company.
Share as a company went down.
Over the weekend, there was a new trailer for a Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu,
yeah.
and the comments were all about Kimmel. So, like, we need people back
so
on
now
task.
The question is, will then the fans of Kimmel in the markets that are not showing his show, will that generate enough interest that the TV station owners say, you know what, we have to put it back on the air?
We have to.
Right.
We'll see. I don't know.
Because you don't have to watch it. This is the thing that we have to celebrate. Just turn it off.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, turn it off.
You have an option.
You have an option. You have billions of options.
That, you know, a little bit of a voice there.
Turn it off.
There was a commotion at Travis Kelce's home. This happened earlier this month. A process server got arrested while trying to serve Taylor Swift deposition papers from Justin Baldoni's legal team.
I thought the judge said Swift is no longer a target.
They're still going back and forth, apparently. Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, he dropped the $400 million countersuit, but he named her in some documents. So a process server named Justin Lee Fisher got busted as he was trying to jump the fence in a private residence in a private neighborhood. 2 a.m.
See, that's the fun part of being the server, right? You've been served.
Yeah.
As long as you take it from me and I can say those words.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So,
not if you get caught before you serve.
But then someone else went, got you.
Got you. Yeah, 2 a.m. September 15th, he tried to literally go above and beyond by climbing the wall to serve her, which I don't even know if they're going to do that anymore because Justin Baldoni's side filed court documents claiming that Taylor was set to be disposed later in October. And Taylor's lawyer sent the judge overseeing the case a letter saying that she had not agreed to do that. So the judge denied the request to depose Taylor in the first place, and all that could have been avoided.
This feels like stuff that judges also don't like.
Right.
It's like, if you keep trying it, like, you're going after a potential witness illegally, then I'm throwing it out.
Right.
Right.
Then we're just not going to play this game
and
anymore.
How do we know she was even there?
Don't know.
Right?
Yeah. Do you know for sure she was even
there? She had
a
vanity plate? She saw the car?
It's not even her house. It's his house. Right. That's weird. A very sweet moment in Iowa City, Iowa this weekend as a bride and her father got their first dance at her wedding performed by Camila Cabello. They met at a hotel bar,
the Hyatt in Coralville.
And Camila Cabello was already in town for another wedding.
That's the other part of the story I want more on.
Tell me about that. I don't know. I have any details on that wedding. What wedding was she supposed to be attending?
Our source for this, which we'll give up, is the DJ who did the wedding.
Yeah.
So he had to work with her people to get the song ready to go.
Which, what pressure, huh?
But he found out. She got the backstory, but we still want to know, what's the other wedding?
What's the other wedding about? So she performed her song First Man to be used at the father-daughter dance, and she offered to perform it live. She even gave a short little speech at the wedding with a backstory about why she wrote the song. Beautiful. She worked in the bride's name, Kelly, into the song, which was nice. Cousin of the bride shared the clip and said Camila was such a kind human, helped make sure it was a magical night.
That's just awesome on all parties involved.
Right?
Right?
You just happened to be going to a wedding anyway, so you had the look for the event.
You had the outfit. You were willing to talk to a random person in a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, it all starts with that conversation.
Yeah, and instead of just saying, oh, thank you so much. Thank you for being a fan. She went above and beyond and performed the song for her. So cool. So cool. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
And in front of me is perhaps the most glorious artisan-looking loaf of sourdough I've ever seen. And this is compliments of your mom?
Yeah, my mom and my sister-in-law are super into sourdough bread.
Yeah.
You know, thanks, pandemic. So they got really into it. I asked her if this Funfetti sourdough recipe that I found would be possible. And she's like, no problem. No problem at all. So she made this loaf of bread. This is kind of, I think, similar to a recipe that Taylor Swift herself is working on for Jason Kelce's children.
So Taylor Swift has her own recipe. The Pillsbury Corporation is releasing limited, only 1,500 boxes tomorrow of their Funfetti sourdough. I will tell you this. We rounded the corner, and I could smell how fresh the bread was.
Oh, yeah. This is a bread zone right now.
Yeah. It smells fantastic. It looks like an angel food cake or a cupcake that has Funfetti in it. Now, you're telling me this is going to be sweet?
I think so. I looked at the ingredients.
Okay.
So part of the ingredients are like some vanilla flavoring, you know, some things that will make it kind of more like it had cakey qualities.
Yes, it does have cakey qualities, but really the heartiness of a good sourdough. We've got the air pockets you could see. We did ask producer Ben to throw away the heel, so it looks like we are slices.
Thank you for throwing the heel. Yeah.
Slices 2 and 3. Now, if this was like at a fancy restaurant,
yes.
Usually a sourdough is served with a butter, mm-hmm. Salted oftentimes.
Yes.
Have you ever had like smashed clove garlic? And then you spread it on sourdough?
Yeah, man, but this is sweet bread.
No, I understand that. I'm just talking myself into it because I don't know if I'm going to like sweet sourdough.
How did...
Lady.
It's just...
Yeah, man.
It's bread with, you know, more of a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, pumpkin bread or banana bread, right?
Yeah, but to me, that's a dessert because it has frosting on it.
Oh, my Lord.
This... what? This is missing a frosting.
No.
So I cannot clearly process what I'm about ready to eat. this is not how my brain is programmed.
I think it's going to be okay. I don't know if the flavor is going to be necessary. I don't think it's going to be the sweetest sweet bread we've ever had.
Sure.
I think it's mostly just bread with sprinkles.
Okay. I'm just shocked that we don't have a topping. But that's fine.
What topping do you want butter?
I think I want butter, but you know what? Let's try it.
I want to taste the bread.
In its au naturel state.
Yes, yes, yes. That is the important.
It's birthday suit, if you will.
Yes, yes, the birthday suit.
Which one am I getting? Are you giving me the bigger piece?
Yeah.
Well, you're nice.
It's beautiful.
All right, let's. Oh, even the funfetti's in the crust.
Oh.
That's fun.
The sprinkles are throughout the inside of the bread, which makes it kind of fun. I can see where this would be great for kids.
It has an interesting, it does have a sweeter smell than a sourdough would. So we are officially breaking bread right now.
Let us break bread together.
Right. So we each have a good old hunk of sourdough. Let's give it a shot,
okay.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
All right.
Ready? Bye.
Are you doing some of the crust? No. Right off the bat.
Sweet.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like sweet bread?
I think we're coming clean on I don't like sweet bread.
Why can you not like sweet bread?
Because I want bread. I don't want sweet bread.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to make a turkey sandwich on this necessarily.
No. This, I feel like you would serve this at a brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to clearly identify, not only is it fun to look at, it does have a hint of sweetness to it.
Like, hey, friends, I can toast this.
Do you feel like the vanilla, though, is masking the sourdough flavor? Or are you getting both?
The sourdough also has the chewy. So I'm getting the chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly prepared.
It's...
I would have this at a fine restaurant.
I don't know about fine. I think the sprinkles are just like fun.
Right. I'd have this at a fun restaurant.
I would have this at a kid's birthday party. This is a perfect kid's birthday party.
If you needed to get your kid into sourdough, this is a way to do it. That's for sure. Which is what Taylor Swift's trying to do.
Exactly. Get Jason Kelsey's daughters interested into her hobby, which is sourdough.
I feel bad because if this was my house, I would throw away the rest of this bread.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not digging it.
It's beautiful.
No, I know that. It's a work of art. You want me to put it on the wall? What do you want?
It is so nice to look at.
It is.
It is a lot of bread.
First blush, though, it does look like you made it with, like, Fruity Pebbles.
Yes, it does.
That's what the funfetti looks like.
It does.
No.
I don't know what else you're going to serve this with.
There are no strikes against craftsmanship, the baking, the way it came out. It looks, to the eye, it's very pleasing.
No, but what you're saying is, like, practical speaking, like, what are you going to do with this?
What are you going to do with all this bread?
You're not going to, you're just going to have to like serve it for breakfast. Could this is a breakfast bread.
Could you have peanut butter on this?
Sure.
Nutella?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with Nutella.
Oh.
I don't know.
This plus Nutella.
Could you put a preserve on it?
Yeah, that's sweet.
I'm enjoying it because I like just good chewy bread.
You haven't stopped eating it.
No, you're right. I'm a conundrum, but I don't know.
I don't like it.
Give me some more.
No, I keep putting it in my mouth, but just know I don't like it, okay?
Man, this isn't the best bread ever, but it's bread.
Yeah, it's bread.
So why would I stop?
It's bread.
All right. Well, that was worthwhile.
Thank you, Taylor Swift. Thank you, Pillsbury. Funfetti bread.
Now, may I ask you a favor, flavor favor?
Yeah.
We will post photos of this on the Morning Scramble page at KZIA.com a little bit later today.
Sure.
Will there be an accompanying recipe?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I think people might want to try this themselves.
If you are a bread maker. Now, I didn't have any of the things that it takes to make said bread.
Yeah.
So if you're into sourdough, I'll share the recipe.
But you got to figure out how to make it.
But I didn't.
We don't know what we're doing.
I didn't volunteer to make it. You're going to have to figure that out on your own.
All right. That is the Taste It Tuesday, what we're calling Taylor Swift's Funfetti Sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set that bread aside. And now we're going to move into... complicated Pinot Noir.
Avril Lavigne's complicated Pinot Noir.
It is a collaboration with a vineyard called Banshee.
Mm-hmm.
I have brought my fancy-dancy corkscrew. We'll open that up. We'll give that a sip coming up in under 7 minutes right here on the Morning Scramble.
They'll try most anything. It's Tasted Tuesday with the Morning Scramble. Z102.9.
And we're moving to the This Is My Blood portion of our...
Jeez, man.
Communion-themed bread and wine taste at Tuesday.
But celebrity-inspired, we just had Taylor Swift's Funfetti sourdough bread. Now we're moving on to Avril Lavigne's complicated Pinot Noir.
This is from a winery called Banshee, which if you go to their website, BansheeWines.com. Avril Lavigne right there front and center with her wine. By the way, is that eyeshadow permanent?
Yes.
That is the same look she has had since she recorded the song Complicated.
She does her own eye makeup.
Thank you. Fun fact, yeah, I
fun
didn't
fact.
Know.
She's gotten really into wine lately, and so she would have wine available at her concerts, and she decided to team up with this company because she loves wine so much.
It's a 2024 Californian Pinot Noir. Here is her statement to us.
Thank you.
Complicated is more than a wine. It's my anthem in a bottle. I teamed up with Banshee Wines to craft a Pinot Noir that ditches the rule book. It's light and smooth with notes of cherry and raspberry. Just like the music that shaped me, this wine is made to stand out. So turn up the volume and cheers to everything that makes you, unapologetically you, Hart Avril.
Aww.
That is Banshee bottling Pinot Noir Complicated Wine. I am now going to take out the cork. I should have let this breathe a little bit earlier.
Oh, why didn't you do that?
Because it was eating all the bread.
Because I was busy with bread.
All right, going okay. in on the cork. I hope we like it. I bought three bottles.
You bought three bottles
yeah, I bought
of
a,
Avril
I bought
Lavigne's
a, well,
experimental wine.
I bought a sampling bottle, and then I'm like, we're going to love it. So I bought one for you, one for me.
But what if we love it?
I hope we love it. If we hate it, I bought two more bottles for Ben.
Oh, great.
All right. Cork looks great, by the way. You want to know a quick thing what you're looking for on the cork?
Sure.
You want to make sure that there's a little stamp of red on the bottom of the cork, which mm-hmm. means because the bottle is not stored up it down. It's stored on a side. You also want to make sure it's not leaching up the cork. If it's leaching up the cork, it means that too much air has gotten into it.
Oh my.
But this cork looks perfect.
Thank
All
you.
All right. Let's get to pouring.
Cork talk with Dancing Eric Hansen.
I'm your sommelier. Okay, I found these goblets,
Ooh.
Which is courtesy of Hawkeye football, so this is lovely. So we'll just pour
oh,
a little bit
lovely.
In there.
It, you know what? It does have a beautiful...
It pours nice and smooth.
Hmm.
Ooh, the nose is great.
It smells like wine.
That's because that's what it is. Okay, we're going for notes of cherry and what does she say? Raspberry.
Raspberry and cherry.
Do you like a good Pinot Noir?
I love
this. Is our
Pinot
go-to red wine at home. That's what I had last night with some steak. Not this wine, but I had
oh,
a Pinot Noir.
I was going to say, wait, what?
All right.
Okay.
You got to swish
Down
it in
hatch.
Your cheeks first.
Okay. Gross. What are you doing?
That's how you get the flavor out.
No.
Have you ever been to a wine tasting before?
Yeah, no.
Well, you're not doing it right.
We will never go together. That was disgusting.
I'm going to do it again.
No.
You soak it up.
I don't think any. I've been yeah. many wine tastings that no
Where?
One has ever.
Where?
There's a... What were all those sounds you were just making?
That's releasing all the tannins of the wine.
Nope, never once had a wine sommelier do that for me.
Well, you're going to the wrong restaurant.
Apparently
ma'am.
So.
Right, I didn't nearly taste it.
No, I bet you didn't.
So I need to try one more. So.
You inhaled it. Oh my goodness. Okay.
That's great.
Honestly, I think it's uncomplicated.
No. That is going to...
that is really
we should have
nice.
Brought like, some cheese or chocolate.
My goodness, that is really nice.
It's very smooth. Nothing lingering at all.
No.
It's a little fruit forward, which is what you want. This is going to go great with steak.
Yeah.
Maybe a barbecue.
I think she named it wrong. I think she should have called it Uncomplicated.
She didn't have a song named Uncomplicated.
I know, but I'm just saying with the flavors and the way that it sits on your tongue.
What if she called it Skater Boy?
Now, if she had called it Skater Boy.
All right.
I'd say see you later, boy. I'm going to have some more wine.
I'm going to say cheers to this wine. I'm going to say thanks for making bread, but not so much. I'm also going to say this bottle is following us back into the studio.
This is fantastic. Avril Lavigne, a triumph in Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir. Peanut Noir.
Oh, boy.
Peanut Noir.
She's only had two sips. Help me, producer Ben. That wraps up Tasted Tuesday on Z102.9. She's drunk.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
I think it's a more common thing. It's just, it's easier to have your card all set up and ready to go, either within an app or just on the iPad.
It's so convenient. I don't want to have to find my card and type it in. So yeah, I've taught my phone to know my card. I've taught my laptop to know my card.
Yeah, and if it's that simple for you, now it's that simple for your little one who's maybe using the iPad innocently enough and then goes ahead and makes a purchase online.
We've come a long way. I was trying to think of any examples in the pre-internet era,
And for me, there used to be those offers where you could send in a small amount of money and get a ton of music. It was like CDs or cassettes for a penny.
You did it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. But what you then you're in a club.
Uh-huh.
And the rule with the club is if you don't, if you just let them ship you things, you have to pay for it.
Yes.
And after a while, that just builds up, not only for the music, but shipping and handling. So it's on you to tell them you don't want a certain selection. And I learned that lesson the hard way many times where my parents covered it. But eventually it's like, if you do this again, you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Like that's you.
I mean,
these are the rules. You bought it. You got to pay for it.
Yes, I relate to that. But even just with an app, like now you can get the app for free or there's a 7-day free trial.
Yes.
But
oh,
they're not going to tell you when your 7 days are up. And all of a sudden you get charged like 80, 90 bucks for the use of this app. And it's like, where is this coming from? What is this for? Oh, you clicked a button and it just went go because they have the login, the screen code for the iPad or whatever device. It's so easy.
We have friends who have a game downloaded on their iPads for their two daughters. It's kind of a horse racing game.
Uh-huh.
And it's free to play.
Bet on the ponies?
No, it's not that you're betting. You have to pay to upgrade your horse to win more. They were secretly buying these booster packs, and mom and dad didn't know about it until one credit card cycle later.
Oh, no.
And it also tracked when they were making the purchases. So not only were they making purchases without permission, they were playing the game well into the wee hours of the night when they were not supposed to be playing it.
You got busted on two occasions.
You got busted twice.
Oh.
It's a whole new world with online. Parents have to be extra protective. That's our question this morning. It's Momtroversy. What did your kid purchase online without your permission? We'll grab line two. Hey, you calling for Momtroversy?
I am.
Oh, what did your kiddo purchase?
So my husband got a Mustang, and all of a sudden this Mustang parking only sign shows up to our house. And I get on and I ask him, did you get this? No, I didn't get this. So then I get on to Amazon, and not only that, he purchased in 2 days a door kit to have his Mustang doors open up like a Lamborghini was going to show up. $2,000 purchase.
Oh my God!
So I hurried and canceled that and sent the sign back and got on the iPad. Well, I think it was through Alexa he did it and got everything turned off and shut off so he could never do it again.
How old was the culprit?
Oh, gosh. He was probably four years old.
Oh, my word. Those speakers make it so easy.
Oh, my goodness. Good taste, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, and you know what? It would have been cool to have Lamborghini doors.
Yeah, fun items, but come on, 4 years old.
Right? I know.
Crazy.
He was kind of sad. We had to send everything back.
Was there any punishment beyond we just have to set it back and have a conversation?
No, that was it. Shut everything off. Never doing that again.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah.
Lesson learned. That's known as a teaching moment.
It is.
Right.
Thanks for calling in. It was a great story. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way.
This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
It is so easy for kids to just, you know, take your phone or the iPad or whatever. And if your credit card information is saved, they can easily make some in-games purchases or go online and just order whatever it is their heart desires.
Your daughter learned the hard way that if you have money in it, it was her own money, right?
It was her own, to be fair. Yes, it was her own money. But then when I get a statement for my stuff, her stuff is on there too. And I was like, whoa, man, where'd it all go? And, you know, look at this. Look at this. I got a headband and like, this is not what you should be spending all your money on.
Kids are parents. Kids are also sponges. They absorb that, right? They could observe you going through the motions on Amazon, for example.
Sure.
Grab your phone while you think they're playing something else. They could be on that app and buying stuff and you have no clue until A, it shows up and B, you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Sometimes you just catch it a little too late.
That's our question from Momtroversy. What did your kid purchase online without your permission?
Good morning. You want not Momtroversy. My son put a bunch of video games for his own on my credit card.
How much was the total dollar amount?
Put it this way, it was around $500.
Oh, okay. My Lord. Now, what games were we talking? Anything good?
I don't know, and I didn't ask because I was so mad. And needless to say, he spent about 2 to 3 months helping me on our farm for free.
There it is. You got to work off the bill.
That's how you do it.
That's exactly how you do it. $500 in video games.
That's a lot of video games.
Ouch. Yeah, I was a little embarrassed because we didn't catch it until it was too late.
Right. You get those credit card statements. They have a ton of things on them. Sometimes you don't look at it.
And if it's a little dollar charge here and there, it's like no big deal.
But $500 does
build up. And my wife just, she got the bill. She wrote the check out, mailed it up, didn't look at it. Then she looked at it like, what's all these charges for? I'm like, talk to your son.
Oh, ouch. $500. But worked off on the farm, so there was a bit of repayment plan. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Talk to you later.
Thanks, bye. Could you imagine
next
month? Could you imagine January after holiday shopping?
an extra $500.
Yeah. Like,
that is a lot of purchases, kiddo. That, I mean, a couple, I could see like a couple bucks here and there, maybe $40, $50. I'd still be upset.
But $500?
$500. I am glad that he had to work on the farm.
I do like the chore approach. It's like you gotta basically, here's your hourly rate. And until $500 is worked off, you're still working at the farm for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did your kid purchase online without your permission? What's your story? Let us know. 200-1029, it's Momtroversy.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.